Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. So last night, the Los Angeles Lakers took on the Denver Nuggets, a team that actually tried to recruit LeBron James over the summer. LeBron said that the owner sent him a jersey of the white throwbacks, the same uniforms they wore last night. Was that a troll to LeBron James? I'm not quite sure. LeBron said, of course, he didn't really give it much thought, but the Denver Nuggets did try to reach out and they did try to recruit LeBron James. But how did the actual game go last night as the Lakers were in Denver? Well, it didn't go so well. LeBron James had one of his worst games, I would say, in his career. 14 points, did not score a single field goal in the second half of the game. That is the first time in years that LeBron James has won an entire half without scoring a field goal. Lakers got blown out, their worst blowout of the season. Simply, they weren't making shots, and it wasn't just LeBron James. The Lakers as a team missed 33-point attempts in last night's game. It looked like they couldn't stop Jokic. He was doing everything he wanted to do down low. Lakers simply did not have that great of a game. So hopefully they'll be able to bounce back. But like I said, it was probably LeBron's worst performance we've seen for sure in a Lakers uniform, but one of his worst performances we have seen probably since the NBA Finals against the Dallas Mavericks, where he did not show up at all in late in those games. It was a pretty bad performance, but I do expect fully LeBron James will bounce back. Now, his former team, talking about the past, the Cleveland Cavaliers, of course, LeBron James went back to Cleveland last week in a very, very close and narrow win for the Lakers. Again, we did not think it was going to be that close, but the Lakers were able to pull out a win. Well, that game actually averaged 3.7 million viewers during the duration of the game, which makes it the highest rated NBA game on ESPN since 2015. Yes, it's been that long since a game has pulled in that amount of viewers, and LeBron James was able to make this the highest rated game in years for ESPN. So that is definitely one heck of an accomplishment. You knew a lot of people were going to tune into that game. You had Cleveland fans, you had LeBron fans, and Lakers fans. Put them all together, that's a lot of views. And obviously, it's 3.7 million views to be exact. But that is everything that we have for today's episode. As always, if you would like to stay connected with me, make sure you go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And make sure you keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, and I will see you on Friday. Peace.